can't help it. The joke's on me. On all of us. This is Sarah Bennett. Knowing what I know now, would I still open the door for the Prescotts? When Jack Prescott died from wounds sustained during a marauder attack, his wife Krista didn't leave his side. She held his hand, talked about their future plans, about the house they would buy with the pool and the dog, about the newborn baby whose face would light up with joy. Krista's grief had manifested in maladaptive daydreams. I stood in the hall, listening until my heart could no longer take it. That night, I lay in bed awake with a sense of dizziness. Like LaRouche House was twisting itself around Jack's body, making it the center of all things. The house, which usually carried a faint smell of rotten eggs and stale cigarettes, now had a scent of death. Suddenly, Krista's scream spread through the house like wildfire. I raced to the den and froze in the doorway, unable to believe what I saw. There was Jack, standing on his two dead feet, his teeth gnawing on Krista's arm. Crying out in pain and fear, Krista ripped herself free, flesh and blood spurting through the air. Sebastian barreled down the hall, fire axe in hand. What's wrong? What's happening? Sebastian soon got the answer for himself. Jack was back. Jack's teeth gnashed, guttural moans emitting from his throat. He was a walker. How? We made sure Jack wasn't bitten, but somehow he just turned anyway. Jack lumbered toward us. Sebastian didn't hesitate. He drove forward to plunge his axe into Jack's head. What happened next happened in the blink of an eye. Krista moved between Jack and Sebastian, shouting, "No, don't hurt him!" Right as Sebastian swung, his axe struck Krista's neck. In shock, Sebastian reeled back, crashing into a bookcase. With the axe still in her neck, Krista convulsed violently. She reached a hand out to me and collapsed, dead before she hit the floor. Jack's cold eyes zeroed in on unconscious Sebastian. With a hungry, phlegmy hiss, Jack moved toward his prey. I grabbed the handle of the fire axe and I pulled. The axe came free from Krista's body with a wet pop. Jack was bent over Sebastian. I didn't have much time. I brought the axe down on Jack's skull. His head split in two like halves of a coconut. Jack hit the ground, finally, irrevocably dead. I rushed to Sebastian. My hands roved his body, checking for bites. He grabbed my wrists. "I'm okay," he said. "You got him before he got me." Sebastian rose to his feet. "I need to destroy the head. That's the only way I know they won't come back." I thought he meant the cleaved ball of meat that was Jack's skull. But then I followed Sebastian's gaze to Krista's crumpled body. When my stomach dropped, I didn't stay to watch. I couldn't. I closed the door as Krista's dead eyes stared back at me as Sebastian raised the axe. Why the hell am I laughing? I'll tell you why I'm laughing. I just pulled a fire axe from the body of my dead friend in order to kill her undead husband, and I'm fine with it. Nothing matters. No matter how we die, we all become walkers in the end. Oh God, I just want to live. Anyway, that's enough for now. I tell you to stay safe out there, but it's not going to make any difference. We're all headed to the same goddamn place.